The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Jesus came adorned by angels, came with peace from realms on high. Jesus came for a redemption, though he came on earth to die. Alleluia, alleluia, came in deep humility. Jesus comes again in mercy, when our hearts are bowed with care. Jesus comes again in answer to our earnest heartfelt prayer. Jesus comes on clouds triumphant, when the veil shall pass away. Jesus comes again in glory, let us then our homage pay.
The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
verses 22 through 30.
Those who seek the Lord shall praise Him. Praise the Lord, you that fear Him. Stand in awe of Him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For He does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither does He hide His face from them, but when they cry, He hears them. My praise is of Him in the great assembly.
Of truth.
I
the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O
keep me as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O
thou hast prepared before the face of all
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son did manifest himself to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open, we pray thee, the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord. And by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Sermone Blando by Thomas Tallis. In sweet speech, the angel foretold to the women that the Lord would be seen by all in Galilee. And as they hurried to tell this to the apostles, seeing him alive, they kissed the Lord's feet. When they heard this, the disciples hurried to Galilee to see the face of the Lord they so desired. With bright Easter joy, the sun beams forth now that the apostles discern Christ with mortal eye. Being shown the wounds shining forth in Christ's flesh, they made known to all people that the Lord had risen. O Christ, most merciful King, possess our hearts so that the praise we owe you we may return for all time. We pray in this Easter joy, O Creator of all, that you defend your people against every power of death. Glory to you, O Lord, who rose from the dead with the Father and the Holy Spirit throughout all ages. Amen.
Sermone plando angelus, predixit mulieribus, in Galilea Dominus, videndus est artocius.
Thank you.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is thou, Lord, only that makest us great.
The Lord be with you.
And we
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.